This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our mini debate section, Freedom of the Press, Defending the Right to Offend. Freedom of the press refers to the right to express and communicate ideas in the media. The Universal Declaration of Rights states that everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression through any media without interference. Freedom of the press is closely related to an individual's right to freedom of speech. Journalists, like individuals, have a few restrictions, even in democratic nations. They can't misrepresent a person or group in a damaging way. This is called libel. They also can't copy the work of someone else. In many countries, it is also illegal to publish something that is confidential or obscene. Journalists are sometimes restricted from publishing details that could interfere with a criminal case. This is called a publication ban. In many nations, it is illegal to publish government secrets related to national defense. When journalists cross these lines, they often get into trouble. Not everyone agrees that publishers have the right to express themselves freely. In fact, journalists are often targeted by those who disagree with this right. One of the deadliest media killings in history took place in an office space in Paris in 2015. Several staff members of Charlie Hebdo magazine were killed by terrorists. The editor and his staff were targeted for publishing satirical articles and cartoons that mocked religion. Whenever journalists are targeted, there is always a heavy backlash. After all, individuals value the right to inform and be informed. Millions of people, including at least 50 world leaders, marched in support of free expression following the Charlie Hebdo attacks. Reporters Without Borders called many of these world leaders hypocrites. If they supported freedom of the press in France, why did they jail journalists at home? Though most people agree that killing in the name of a religion is wrong, many, including the Pope, condemned the magazine for publishing such offensive cartoons. Does freedom of the press include the right to offend? If not, whose job is it to decide when a picture or article crosses the line? For a full transcript and debate questions about this topic, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our mini debate section. That's all for now. See you next week.